Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
You probably don't remember a show from back in 2011 called Take the Money and Run.
I certainly do not.
This was an American show. It was on ABC. It only lasted 6 episodes, which is a shame, because this is the whole show right here. A couple gets $100,000 cash in a briefcase. Like, they're living the movie dream. There's actually $100,000 in a briefcase. Like, wow. You know in movies when they open up the briefcase? That's what they get. They have an hour to hide it, and then a team of detectives has 48 hours to find this briefcase.
It's like a money version of Manhunter.
Exactly. Exactly.
And two detectives have to find it. That is fantastic.
Man Tracker, by the way. It's
what did
not
I say?
Manhunter.
Tracker.
Manhunter would be a completely different show. Some Squid Game vibes to Manhunter. It's Man Tracker, money version. So these detectives are like legit detectives. They will ask your coworkers questions. Like, they will investigate hard.
Wow.
Where would you hide $100,000? Like, let's say you're on the show.
I'm not telling you.
The show got canceled 10 years ago. It's not coming back.
Okay, if I had to hide $100,000 in cash, I feel like I would want to bury it somewhere, just because it's like out of full on sight. I don't know. In the freezer? In the deep freeze? In a ice cream pail?
Now, the thing is, like, the detectives have 48 hours. They are going to rip your house apart. Like, obviously, you're going to want to try to hide it in your house, right? So they're going to rip your house apart. They're going to go to your neighbors. They're going to go like a mile radius of your house and really just...
That's crazy.
I know. Like, these detectives, you should see them. Like, YouTube some clips of the show if you can. They get pretty aggressive. Because if you, like, succeed, if they can't find the money in 48 hours, you get to keep it.
Oh, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so
they can probably have access to, like, your banking records.
Oh, yeah, like it's a full-on investigation, and they have access to phone records, everything, and you only have an hour to hide it. There was this one couple that just hucked it in the bushes at the park, and they're like, yeah!
He'll never find it there.
Whatever, but, like, you're right. Why don't people just bury it? Like, so many people were overthinking it. They were like, I'm going to put it in my neighbor's trunk because my neighbor is a courier driver. They drive all the time. It's always moving, right?
Yeah.
No, they went to the neighbor first thing. Boom, done. See you later. Because the rule, like, there are some rules of the game. People have to tell the truth. They can't lie. Like, it's one of those things, right? Just bury it underground.
I did see a list once that was apparently put together by burglars who had broken into people's houses. Mm-hmm. And they had said, like, the best place to hide things where we never look, in a dirty laundry hamper.
Stacey did something this morning that I've never done in my entire life.
Are you kidding me?
I've never done what you did this morning.
I'd finished a pen. Is that the right word?
Never done that before.
I wrote it dry.
Now, you started with this pen, right? It's like you took this pen fresh out of the box, brand new pen, and it's been on your side of the studio over there, and you finished it from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done that before.
I've done that like 20 times.
How do you not just lose your pen halfway through?
Because I keep track. It's always on my keyboard.
See, even if it is like at my desk at my work area, I'm still losing pens because I'm one of those people. I need to hold my pen as I talk. So I'm always moving it around and it falls under the desk. I've never finished a pen or lip chap in my entire life.
Oh.
I always forget them or leave them somewhere. I don't know.
Chapstick, don't even get me started. I finish those right to the bottom.
See,
all the time.
You're looking at me like I'm some monster here. I'm pretty sure I'm in the majority. I'm pretty sure most people never finish pens and never finish lip chap.
Okay, you know what? I feel like that's fair to say. Am I an oddity then? Like,
call or text us, 938-0963. I feel you're just really good at those two things. Keeping track of pens, keeping track of lip chap.
And you know what the secret is? It's not even a secret. You just keep it in the same place all the time.
See, that's the secret for a lot of things. Car keys, wallets.
Yeah.
No one ever does that all the time.
I do.
No, you don't.
And you know what? I almost took a little video. I was doing laundry on the weekend. I remember me talking about how I never lose socks. Like, I always match up my socks.
Yeah, Braggy Magoo over there with the socks.
I was finishing the load and I was like matching them all together and I was like, God, that just feels so good when you have all your socks.
So let's just quick recap here. Quick recap. You never lose pens, you never lose lip chap, and you never lose socks.
No.
You're an alien, aren't you?
I did lose.
You're an alien.
I did lose one of Fiona's socks, and I was like, well, they're pretty tiny. And then I found it on the inside of a fitted sheet.
All right.
Felt so good.
Cruise Mornings with Robot Stacy and Clayton.
Beep,
we know
boop,
your beep, we know beep, your truth boop, now, Stacy. We know your truth.
Usually we do a separate little segment for shout-outs, and we feature a bunch of different things. This is just one single shout-out for the town of Davidson.
Here we go, Davidson.
They were absolute champions the day of the blizzard, which was Tuesday night. Gross conditions. Travel not recommended on Highway 11 near Davidson. Obviously, horrible visibility, bad blizzard conditions. But the town of Davidson, because of the situation on the roads, a lot of trucks getting stranded, again, with zero visibility. You shouldn't go anywhere. You have to basically stop where you are. And so the town of Davidson enacted its emergency response plan. And within that plan are volunteers who open their homes to people who need them. Here
Let's
we go.
Volunteers!
And so, yeah, they housed about 8 or 10 people for the night because those people were stranded in their cars on the highway. They couldn't go anywhere. And the townspeople came and pulled a few people out of the ditch as well.
Wow.
And just goes to show you, Davidson is more than the halfway mark between Saskatoon and Regina.
It's more than just the best small town rink in Saskatchewan.
Exactly.
Which it is, by the way. I know a lot of small town people are getting triggered and they're going to text in at 938-0963. Davidson is the best small town rink. They have the biggest dressing rooms, the biggest ice surface. It's just beautiful in there.
Wow.
Their lobby, their front lobby, and their chicken fingers. I have a little bit of a crush on the Davidson rink. That's weird.
Why don't you marry it?
That's weird. But like, Davidson is such an underrated town in Saskatchewan, I find. First of all, bigger than people think it is.
Oh yeah.
Davidson goes on for quite a ways, right? People just think of Davidson as the stop on the way to a Rider game.
Exactly.
Or the way to Regina, right? Everyone stops there. Up and up. And they have some more things there now, too. But before, it was just that little lonely A&W on the other side of the highway.
Yeah, stuck out like a sore thumb.
With the giant sign.
Which you could see for miles.
There. It was so cute. It just sat there. Now there's a little strip mall gas station there or whatever.
Yeah, it's happening place.
Davidson, best rink, best little rest stop, and the best people now, too.
Yeah.
When you're having a bad day, the best medicine is to laugh at someone else's embarrassment. I will be your embarrassment for the next 2 minutes. This is a completely true story. Walking the dog yesterday, and my dog's blind. She doesn't have any eyes. So when I walk her, I make sure it's later at night, like right before bedtime, so we can go on the roads of College Park.
Mm-hmm.
Not like Boychuk or the busy ones. I'm talking like the off streets, Western, Laval, that kind of
thing.
The
presence, yeah.
She loves just ripping in the middle of the road. That's like her run time. It's the only time she really can run when she feels safe. So we're running in the middle of the road, every residential road right now, super slippery. I biffed it. I ate poop, but I didn't want to say poop at the time. Just wrecked my hip, wrecked my elbow, and as I hit the ground, I start doing the Peter Griffin, the and I'm just not having a good time. My dog, who again is blind, can't see what's going on. Whenever I'm like in distress or, you know, making some noises, she starts freaking out. What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong?
Yeah.
But she can't see what's going on. So she has to like jump the entire time and move her arms around and
feel
stuff.
Feel what's happening.
And it's like, oh, what's going on? Arms. Yeah, my dog has arms.
I know what you meant.
Legs. But that's why it was just this whole situation. I'm trying to calm her down, whatever. Oh, and I'm still on the ground. My dog gets excited, as they do, starts to pee.
Oh,
right,
good.
Right beside my shoulder. Like, right beside. Like, oh, are you okay? Are you okay? Quick pee.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I don't want to get pee on me, so I try to get up. I'm like, oh, I'll avoid it. As I get up, I slip. Because, again, icy road, I slip right in the pee. Jacket's covered in pee, and I'm just no. And that, like, whenever you fall on the ice and something like this happens, you always do the quick look around. Was anyone around to see that?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Did anyone see that? Did anyone videotape me? And no one was around, thank goodness. Then I look at the front door, and like the biggest doorbell camera I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, I am parallel to this doorbell camera. So someone on Lavelle Crescent, if you check your doorbell camera, you are going to have quite the show later on today.
Yesterday, a bit of an incident, Lorne Avenue and Ruth Street, a semi-trailer struck the underpart of the overpass, obviously the underpart. It was too big for the space, and it happens, right? I've never been a truck driver. I don't know how it works. I was told one time that if you're taking a load, you need to know obviously exactly how high you are, and you need to know of the overpasses you're going to be going under, because they're all marked with height, and you need to plan your route out and ensure that you can fit underneath the overpasses. I don't know if that's the truck driver's responsibility or if it's like the trucking company's responsibility. Regardless, this happens, and I always feel really bad for that trucker, because I wonder if they get ridiculed by their fellow truck drivers, where it's like, Greg, come on. The Lorne Avenue, Ruth Street one? Come on, Greg.
Like, they're on the radio talking to each other, like the trucker radio. I don't know if they're going to be ridiculing the guy. Maybe a few truckers, right? Oh, what a bozo. But I think truckers would, I think they'd be able to relate. And they'd have some sympathy. They'd be like, ah, if I was that guy right now, like... Like, can you imagine doing that? Because this is a mistake at work you can't hide. I always have compassion for people who can't hide their mistakes at work, because we're in that group. We mess up on the air, you hear it. You can't hide it, and it happens like 19 times a day.
This guy's mistake is a news story.
I know. And like, some people at work, they mess up, they can just hide it with fancy paperwork or just kick some dirt over top of it or something. And they're like, yeah, this guy can't hide his mistake. And I feel so bad. And again, hey, he screwed up. He should do his job better, right? But at the same time, everyone screws up at work. You're not perfect either, Dennis in the comment section ripping on this guy. You make mistakes too. It's just this happened. Right. This happened on a much larger scale.
Yeah, because can you imagine if you're a teller and it's like, Debbie, you transferred this money into the wrong account. It was supposed to be the checking, not the savings. Local bank teller mistransfers savings account money on CTV News. Like,
local local mechanic doesn't tighten spark plug nearly tight enough. We'll have the latest for you at 5:30.
So my car is in the caring, loving hands of Oakwood Nissan currently. Big shout out to the people over there. I accidentally slid at about, I don't know, 9 kilometers an hour into a curb.
That's not what I heard.
Okay.
And I heard someone was driving very recklessly and wrecked their own car.
No, I was driving, I was trying to take a corner. It was that first... When was this even? What was today?
See, you don't even know your own story.
Today's Thursday. When did we get all the snow? Monday? Tuesday? Regardless, it was last week. And I just, it sounds so bad inside the car. I got, it was like literally four houses from home. Turned to the driveway. Car looks completely fine. And I do see a little bit of a scrape on my wheel, which is like, okay, not a big deal. Tire didn't go flat, but it has like a little bit of a rubbing noise now when I get to like 90 kilometers.
Yeah, that's 6 kilometers. Grand. Yeah.
So it's just always terrifying when you take your car in for something where it's like, please let this be minor. And it's even worse because it's my own fault, right? If it was like, oh, my car's making a weird noise, something in the engine, they'll fix it, warranty, all good. This was me fully. And that's what hurts the most.
It's like showing up to work hungover. You have no one to blame but yourself.
Exactly.
And you sit there all day waiting for the call because you dropped it off before Oakwood Nissan opened up, right?
So dropped it off at like 3:50 this morning.
Exactly. So you drop it off and you just sit there and wait like, I know. Come on, call me. Call. Why haven't they called yet? It must be pretty serious if they haven't called yet. Or maybe it's not a big deal and they're just pushing it off to the side.
I am just hoping it's going to be a wheel alignment that's needed because maybe it just had a little bit of a shakeup. I'm hoping I don't get a phone call and being like, Stacey, you snapped the axle on your vehicle.
Which, that's what usually happens. When you don't think it's a big fix, it's like, all right, empty out that RRSP.
Here we go.
Here we go. But then when you think it is a huge deal, it's always like, yeah, $60.
I hope
Why?
So.
Why? Right? I am worried for you.
Thank you.
Also, I don't want to drive you to work again. It's out of my way.
I know. I appreciate that.
So let's pray for your car, okay?
Okay.
I have created a prayer to the automobile gods here.
To the tune of?
To the tune of Our Father.
The Lord's Prayer.
The Lord's Prayer.
Okay.
All right. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ford. Stacy's car.
Holy Ford?
Well, because it's another car company. I'm just throwing in other car words here, okay?
It's Nissan. Come on.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Nissan.
Thank you.
Stacy's car, who art in Nissan, Oakwood be thy name. Thy alignment is messed. Service is needed, and maybe an oil change, too. Give us a low bill. Under 500 would be nice. And forgive us our burnt-out brake light, as we did not know it was burnt out until we got here. Could you maybe fix that for us as well? Thank you. Amen.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Nissan.
We love food here at Cruise. I like more food than Clayton, but that's okay. We talk about it lots, and that's okay.
It's not a competition, Stacey.
It's not, but I totally win. And there's a lot of those fun videos, you know, that involve food. I just watched a full 6 minutes of, like, food hacks where you can do weird things to food as you're prepping it to make it easier or whatever. But then I saw one that just really angered me. And it's not even a hack. It's just a different way of doing it.
No, it's just stupid.
And it's a boiled omelet.
Why?
I don't even think that's an omelet. That's boiled. That's poached.
I don't even know. Like, explain the process, because I thought it was just a poached egg, too.
No, you take, like, 3 eggs in a mixing cup, whisk it together with a fork. I think he added some green onions to it. And then he had a pot of boiling water, turned it off, and just poured the whisked eggs into the boiling water. And then, of course, the boiling water churns it and makes it look into a very disgusting lump of egg stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then you close the lid, let it cook for, I don't know, 2 minutes or something. And then you have to put cheesecloth over a strainer, pour said boiled eggs into this strainer and let it drain for 15 minutes. And then while it's in there, you're supposed to put cheese on it and roll it into a log and put it on a plate. I'm grossed out just talking about it.
Wow, it sounds like quite the process. If only there was, like, another way to cook an omelet, hey?
In a flipping frying pan, like you're supposed to.
People with food now are trying too hard.
Yes.
They're trying too hard to make it weird and viral and creative, where it's like, no, just
do it normally,
just
please.
Make it normally. There's a reason why people do this all the time. There's the one with the flipping things in the frying pan hack, where instead of getting a spatula and actually flipping it, they'll get the frying pan and then, like, put it over a plate or the floor and then, like, flip the frying pan over.
Why?
And then, I know!
Spatulas work just fine.
Right. There's a reason they were invented. People are always trying to change it. And again, the only reason why, they want the million, like, video
and they got
Facebook
me.
And
I
Instagram.
Fell for it. It angered me. I talked about it.
Can we just talk about boiled foods for a while, too? Like, some foods deserve to be boiled. Like, hard-boiled eggs, okay? Perfect. Ramen noodles. Kraft dinner, right? Chicken breast? No. Oh.
Growing up, I had a friend whose mom used to boil an entire chicken in a pot.
We all had that friend.
Put it on a platter. It was so gross.
We all had that one friend whose mom made boiled chicken.
Yeah.
And I just... But why do you not season it afterwards? Okay, boil your chicken. We're not going to judge you. Whatever. You do you. Put a little bit of Italian spice on there or something. Or salt and pepper at the least.
Throw it back in the oven and, like, crisp up the skin. I don't know.
Boiled chicken, though. Yeah. Maybe for your dog. Kipper loves boiled chicken.
Boiled hot dogs, too. I always prefer barbecued or
it
in the
feels
frying
grossed
pan.
Out to me. Yeah, boiled hot dogs. I don't know what it is about boiled hot dogs. It's like, it's the texture, right? When you bite into a boiled hot dog, it's like, there should be like a snap here, right?
No, it's just
And then when
squish.
There isn't, it's like, oh.